mighty and fearless leader of the trade union movement, who we are very proud to stand alongside, Sally McManus.
Thank you, Karina. Also, want to acknowledge country as well and say that the ACTU supports the Uluru Statement from the Heart. It's great to be here to launch the first Laurie Carmichael lecture by the Carmichael Centre. The ACTU, the Australian Manufacturing Workers Union, the Australian Education Union are very happy to be the funding partners for the Carmichael Centre, which is hosted at the Centre for Future Work. The centre honours Laurie Carmichael's life and ongoing legacy. The truth is, I'm sure, many people in this audience would not be aware of Laurie's extraordinary contribution as a trade unionist. So I want to start by saying a few words about Laurie and why our movement chose to honour him with this research centre. Laurie Carmichael was a visionary, he was an intellectual, he was an organiser, he was a change maker, he was a communist, as you just heard, and a trade unionist through and through. Laurie was part of a long and proud tradition of working class intellectuals who found voice, their community, in the collective power of the trade union movement. They used that power to transform Australia for the better. Laurie Carmichael started at the Williamson Naval Dockyards, which I do believe is only 5 kilometres away from here. And there he joined the Amalgamated Engineering Union, a forerunner of today's AMWU. He was elected as his union's Melbourne District Secretary in 1958, and in 1972 became the National Assistant Secretary in the newly formed Amalgamated Metalworkers Union. He was elected as ACTU Assistant Secretary in 1987. But his influence didn't derive from his impressive list of titles. Laurie was completely dedicated to rank and file union organising and to action, to support and educate union delegates. His union was a member-led union, and it was his direct connection to his members which was a true source of Laurie's influence. His union was famous for winning advances in pay and conditions that would flow on to other sections of the workforce. Do wonder whether that's the wage price spiral they may be talking about today. This happened against the stubborn resistance, of course, of government and big business. In 1964, the then Minister for Labor, Billy McMahon, said that Carmichael was one of the most evil men in the trade union movement. So coming from Billy McMahon, I think it's more of a compliment than an insult. Laurie was at the forefront of campaigns against the Menzies government's penal powers, the anti-union laws that stop workers from taking industrial action. Mass worker action in 1969 effectively saw the ending of these laws. Across his career, Laurie directly contributed to countless wage rises and improvements in conditions, including leading the campaign for the 38-hour working week. He was a vital force behind the accord between the ACTU and the ALP government to lead to the epic reforms like Medicare and universal superannuation. I want to acknowledge that Bill Kelty, his partner with this, is here today as well. He was an internationalist. One of his proudest accomplishments was his involvement in the movement against the war in Vietnam. Laurie was there, and this was very much when it was very much a minority cause and not popular. He recounted his first peace rally in 1965 when there was just 50 people there. In May 1970, more than 100,000 protested in Melbourne for peace in the famed Monitorium March. Laurie was integral to the organising of these protests through his role in the Melbourne Peace Committee. These mass protests, of course, didn't just happen. It required hard work over many years by people such as Laurie, who were willing to build something small into a genuine mass movement. Laurie was a great believer in worker education. He dedicated a significant part of his life to enhancing vocational education and connecting it to the emerging needs of a modern workforce. That is why the AEU is one of the sponsors. The education programs Laurie put together for his union were legendary. They connected theory to practice and empowered workers to take more informed action. He took a great interest in changes in technology and the future of the world of work. He was always future-focused. He saw the future as a site of contest. At a time of massive technological change for his industry, Laurie identified the major threats posed by computerisation, which is a funny word, isn't it? We don't really use that now, digitalisation, and new forms of communication. He also saw the opportunities. He believed that workers needed to be proactive in educating themselves about these technological changes and gaining new skills required to thrive in a future economy. He knew to do this, they needed to be organised in their unions to take action to make sure the changes happened on their terms. They could shape the inevitable change, not just be victims of it. But this required strong unions advancing workers' interests in these times of change. Laurie passed away in August 2018. But his legacy endures and the lessons of his long and remarkable time as a unionist lives on. Tonight, we're so honoured to hear from Professor Joseph Stiglitz about the economic importance of unions. I don't want to steal his thunder, but there are some really fundamental lessons from Laurie's life and activism that we should mention. During his union campaign for the shorter working week, Laurie wrote the big business and its political allies said this. He wrote this: they will try to show that the shorter working hours of work would not be good for the country and that unions are ruining the country. Sound familiar, hey? I was reminded of this recently when the union movement's argument for an increase to the minimum wage resulted in an historic wage increase for a quarter of working people, 5.2% for those on the minimum wage and 4.6% for those relying on award wages. We, of course, were inundated with accusations that we were wrecking the economy and that unions would drive up inflation and ruin the country. The same is happening now for any union who dares ask for a pay rise that keeps up with the cost of living, despite increasing productivity, despite record profits, despite low unemployment, all, of course, to protect capital's profit share. It seems, of course, the more things change, the more they stay exactly the same. Laurie never apologised for taking action to improve the lives of working people, and neither do we today. But he did believe that unionists needed to be educated on economic realities to rebut our opponents who speak of the national interests, where really they're talking about self-interest. So it's in Laurie's footsteps today, the union movement ensures that the voices of workers are heard in the debates about Australia's economic future. And we say unapologetically, Australia's future prosperity will be built on supporting workers and their unions. The economy just does not exist just in spreadsheets or shareholders' reports. It's not what first-year economic subject textbooks theorise or what abstract projections would like it to be. The economy is working people wondering how they will make ends meet when interest rates go up but their wages do not. There are powerful economic and political interests in our country who oppose every improvement to workers' lives and conditions by saying it's bad for the economy. And every time we do so, the union movement will stand up to them. We're the creators and the guardians of the workers' rights that allow us to live decent lives outside of work. We are the creators of a new future, of a better future, based on growing and a productive economy that is built on decent work and well-paid jobs, an economy that allows working people to pursue their ambitions in the workplace, enjoy their lives outside of work, and be recognised for the contribution that we make to our society. This is the economic but also the moral case for unionism. And it's by building this better future together that we honour the legacy of Laurie Carmichael. Thank you very much.